Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
There has never been a combined no-hitter at Wrigley. Today was the 8,424th game at Wrigley Field.
Has there been anything that hasn't happened in that amount of time?
Yeah, I'll just
Wrigley
stall.
Wrigley Field. So it's like Spiegs is here. Wrigley Field. Year origin. 1914.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 1914. Oh, right. Everything's happened since 1914.
Right.
Do you think it's the only thing that hasn't happened?
I think so.
you think it's the only thing in society?
It's combined no-hitters and me in a committed relationship.
right. That's how rare it potentially was. Dinosaurs, Shane in a committed relationship.
Dinosaurs and man. Two species separated by 65 million years of evolution have just been suddenly thrown back into the mix together. How can we possibly have the slightest idea what to expect?
I always said that if I was at a game, we're certainly a perfect game because they're incredibly rare, but also a no-hitter was happening. Even if it was happening against my team, I would root for the no-hitter. I'd root for the no-hitter against my team.
No, dude.
Now.
No!
Yes.
No!
Check yes or no.
I think I would have been rooting for the no-hitter to continue against the Cubs.
I've never said this, but I wish Tanny and Spiegs were here. You're saying that you wish you could see your team get no-hit? Like, if there's a threat for a no-hitter in the, let's say, 7th or 8th, you'd rather root for a no-hitter. You'd rather root for the team that you care about the most to get no-hit than for them to break it up?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. And that's why Spiegs is the baseball guy and you're the golf guy.
And he's going to be dead.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I stand by it, and 53.8% of you are with me. If you're at the game and your team is getting no hit in the 7th inning and your team is down 7-0, are you rooting for the no hitter? 53.8% said yes.
I get the thought process. You'd like to see something memorable and say you were there that day.
Yeah.
So, but are you truly able, you specifically, you Danny Parkins, to separate some partisan feelings and love for it for the sake of intellect if you're a couple of beers in? Like, does it depend if you're feeling the throes of fan loyalty and enjoyment?
I don't think so. I'd have to be put into that specific test. But, I mean, dude, down 7-0, I'd have to be a lot of beers deep to think the Cubs could come back.
I understand.
Especially this team.
But it's like the difference for me, which you have noted, when I am just there kind of keeping score and taking note of the situation, or when I'm sitting down close and I've had a few and I'm screaming at Chris Bryant, stay forever!
Right.
Where the crowd loves you, Javi!
Right.
Like, different parts of you can take over, the fanalist or the analyst.
Yes.
Per se.
I maybe in that context, I'm not a... I don't think so. I think I would want... I think I'm a big enough sports fan. Like, Shane was like, you're not a big Cubs fan for feeling that way. I was like, okay. But then I would argue that it makes me a bigger baseball fan than you. Like, you might be a bigger Sox fan and than I am a Cubs fan, but I'm a bigger baseball fan than you because I care about the history of the game.
Dude, take it.
I'm just
congratulations,
saying.
Danny. You got it. Congratulations.
I'm just saying.
Big baseball fan. Danny loves the no-hitters.
I love it.
Well, just wants to see his team. He wants to see his team lose all the time.
No, I want to see.
Never wants to see him get a hit again.
I want to see history.
He's capable of choosing, you know, the goodness of the game.
Ugh.
Over.
Dweeb.
I want when I go out, you go out after the game. Hey, would you see the game today? Yeah, the Cubs lost 7-0.
Uh-huh.
The Cubs got no hit. pretty cool.
Yeah, but that would be horrible to see.
It depends, but then you're talking to somebody like, hey, how about that? Stopped him there, huh? He was trying to go for the no-hitter, but we stopped him. We'll never forget that.
What a great two-hit loss we suffered today.
They're not real baseball fans anyway.
And I was there. So
we're just going to hang out and talk about Marcus Stroman's amazing performance.
And Liam Hendricks.
Let's just live in those two moments in this Chicago baseball season. The beginning of the inning when Liam walks into the light show and he's trying to fight through the emotions as he warms up. Just beautiful human stuff that I think we can all agree is more important than the outcome of an inning, a game, or a season.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
So let's just live there, not talk about the rest as it relates to the White Sox.
Did the TV broadcast show him walking out to the bullpen by himself in the fifth?
Yes.
They did show that?
Yeah.
Maybe the sixth.
No, it was the fifth. I don't think they showed it live. It happened during a commercial break, but then they came back with it. And showed him to the fifth, and everybody giving him the big ovation. It was a very cool moment.
At the ballpark, that was an amazing moment, Shane.
It's by far the best baseball experience I've had since, like, the blackout game 163 in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seeing Liam walk out and being able to be a part of that, and then seeing him come in from the bullpen and being a part of that.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
It was, like, I'm still getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And NBC Sports Chicago, they did a great job. They showed that. Benetti, who will join us at 4:30, and then they also, you know, stayed for the break for the warm-ups and the entrance and the light show and the whole thing. So it was obviously bigger than baseball, and it was inspirational, and the results of the inning, a footnote.
Right?
A footnote. You focus on the results later. Get back to talking about the White Sox being a failure, like, for the season and what Rick Hahn said and all of that. That can be for later in the show, later in the week, all that stuff. But no, Liam Hendricks, man, it's the story of the baseball season so far, certainly the Chicago baseball season.
And baseball as a sport obviously lends itself to those kind of moments and that kind of emotion and you know, and the batter for the Angels stepping out of the box to make sure that Liam had his moment.
It was great.
It was absolutely great stuff, great theater, and emotionally important stuff.
Right, but whenever we talk about anything beyond what happened yesterday.
Troubles.
In Chicago baseball.
Troubles.
Yeah, or what's going to happen in the future.
Sure.
Not great.
And even the White Sox can really only talk about the Liam stuff. Can't talk about Kopech giving up the homers in the first inning.
But I would still say that, like, yesterday was a good day for the White Sox because of Liam, right?
Yes.
And so, like, yesterday was a good baseball day in this city. That's all I have to say about that. Yeah, honestly, like that's what it felt like. It's a weird spot to be in. Nico Horner is always fun, entertaining, insightful. No longer the leadoff hitter, at least for a moment in time. We'll talk to him about that and more next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.